Слушайте текст еще раз. В паузах повторяйте за диктором. Higher education in Russia. Higher education plays an important part in the life of any country as it provides the country with highly qualified specialists for future development and progress. It trains people to become teachers, engineers, doctors, and other professional workers. In all the industrial countries, standards of living are steadily changing. This means that the kinds of education which was good enough 30 years ago, is not necessarily good for them today. The serious need to find ways and means of ensuring continuous and thorough adoption of the universities to contemporary needs in our rapidly changing world is widely recognized. And this means that styles of teaching, quality of learning materials, and organization of the university itself have to be continuously brought up to date and improved. Besides, knowledge and information which comes through the mass media must also be taken into consideration. This information explosion has affected every field of study, especially, of course, in the natural and applied sciences and in all other sciences as well. The increase of information requires new methods and new approaches to students' training and instruction. At present, a new system of education is introduced in this country, a distance education system. This computer system of learning helps working professionals to continue their education while remaining at their jobs. This system enables people to get knowledge and a good foundation in the sciences basic to his or her field of study. Distance learning has developed over years from satellite video courses to modern video conferencing through personal computers. The academic year usually lasts 9 months and is divided into 2 terms, semesters. The first and second year students obtain thorough instructions in the fundamental sciences of mathematics, physics, chemistry, and drawing, as well as computer engineering and a number of others. The curricula are enriched and broadened by instructions in such subjects as foreign languages, history, and economics. At the third year, students get more advanced knowledge and begin to concentrate on their special interests, so to say, their major subject, and take many courses in this subject. Specialized study and courses will help students to become specialists and prepare them for their future work. After 4 years, students will get a bachelor's degree. Then the students may go on with their studies and in a year or two of further study and research, get a master's degree. After graduating from the university, they may go on with their study and research and may get a still higher degree. About 75% of students receive state grants, and 15% are sponsored by enterprises. Universities have their own students' hostels, and some of them have large and excellent sports centers. Education is a process through which culture is preserved, knowledge and skills are developed, values are formed, and information is exchanged. Education is the way to success.